Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. Have you ever heard a conversation that went something like this? A believer would simply state, "Well, God's in control of everything." And then some non-believer would pipe up with these words, "Well, if God's in control, then he's not doing a very good job." And then he would begin to point out all the sad happenings in the world, children that are being abused, wars going on, and the like. Both of these statements, "Well, God's in charge," or "God's in control," and the statement, "Well, if he's in control, he's not doing a very good job," reflect a basic ignorance or lack of understanding of what the Word of God says about dominion in the earth. Who is in charge? Who has dominion? Does God have dominion over the earth? Does man have dominion over the earth? Or does Satan dominate the earth? In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now that word oppressed comes from a Greek word that means to exercise dominion against, or to dominate, or to exercise power over. Without a doubt, you have observed people whose lives seem dominated by the devil. Whether they're oppressed of the devil in their physical body with unrelenting sickness or disease, or they're dominated in their thought life with intense agonies and fears, or whether they're dominated in some other area of life where they're in bondage to addictions, they have been oppressed or dominated by the devil. But it was never God's intent that the devil dominate people or this world, this earth that God created. When God created the earth, it was in a state of perfection and beauty. It was to provide in an abundant way all the needs of God's man, Adam, and his wife Eve. It was a place of blessing, of refreshment, and a place of joy and fulfillment. But what happened? Well, first of all, let's take a look in the book of Genesis and find out what God's original intent for man was. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28, we read this. "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth.'" Here we find that God's original intent for man was to have dominion in the earth. God wanted man to be his delegated authority in this world. So you could say, though God created the earth and was the authority over the earth and over the entire universe, he delegated a secondary authority, and that was his man, Adam. But what happened to that delegated authority? We find in the second chapter of Genesis exactly what transpired that caused a change of authority in the earth, or a change of dominion. God intended Adam to have dominion and authority in the earth, but we find out that Satan ended up with authority not delegated to him, illegal authority, you could call it, or dominion in the earth through Adam's rebellion against God. Adam essentially gave Satan dominion in his own life and in the earth when he disobeyed God and forfeited his God-given dominion over to Satan. You could say Adam gave Satan the keys to the earth, or the title deed to the earth, over to Satan. We only have authority as we remain under authority. Adam defied God's authority when he disobeyed God's specific commandment not to eat the fruit of a certain tree in the garden. It was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When Adam defied God's authority, he lost his authority. Satan was right there, ready to grasp the authority in the earth that God never intended for Satan to have. But Adam, God's delegated authority in the earth, put those keys in Satan's hands when he disobeyed God and obeyed Satan. So you could say that there was a transfer of authority in the earth from Adam to Satan, not because it was God's will, but because God's ordained and delegated authority in the earth abdicated his position and handed the authority over to Satan, who in the New Testament is referred to as the god of this world in 2 Corinthians 4:4. So to the person who says, if God's in charge, he's not doing a very good job, I will say this. God intended for man to have authority and dominion in the earth. Because God created man with the free will, man had the ability to decide if and when he would obey God or if he would rebel against God. Obviously, you could say that was a risk God was taking, but God did not want to create a family that was a family of robots who would obey because God made them obey by creating them without their own free will. No one wants to be loved by someone who's forced to love them. Everyone wants to be loved by someone who chooses to love them. And so it is with our Heavenly Father, who created Adam and Eve that he might have fellowship with them and with all of their descendants, of which we are a part. Jesus came to restore man's relationship with God, which had been broken through Adam's sin, and to restore to man the authority which God originally intended for him to walk in this earth. And Jesus came to take away Satan's dominion or domination in the earth over people. 1 John 3:8 confirms this when it says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." In Matthew 16, verse 19, Jesus said, "And I will give you keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." We find here Jesus giving authority, or putting authority back into the hands of men through his coming to the earth. But what has happened to Satan's dominion or domination in the earth? There are still multitudes and multitudes of people who have willingly, perhaps not knowingly, but willingly submitted to Satan's authority in the earth. Any place where there is a rebellion against God and his word and God's standards, God's commandments, that place is a place of darkness, and that's the place where Satan has dominion. You can take a look at people's lives. You can take a look at cities or regions or areas of a city where darkness is prevalent, where darkness is in control. Wherever rebellion towards God is embraced, or you could say it this way, wherever sin is allowed to abound, whether it's in an individual's life or in a city, whether it's through gambling or prostitution, violence, alcoholism, drugs, or greed or lust, that's a place where darkness is reigning and Satan has dominion. But it's not God's heart that it should remain so. That is why Jesus came back to the earth, to take the keys of death and destruction away from the devil and place them in the hands of those who would believe Jesus Christ and become believers in Jesus. And into those people's hands, Jesus has restored authority and dominion in the earth. God doesn't want you dominated by Satan. God wants you walking in authority and dominion over the works of the enemy in the earth, just as Jesus did when he walked on this earth. Join me tomorrow as we continue to study this subject of domination versus dominion, and we will continue to look and see what the Word of God says. God wants you to walk in the authority and dominion that's been restored by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Will you take that authority? That's up to you, but it's God's will for your life. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.